On Racing Pulse, the Trial Files with the Bald Eagle, Glenn Ingram.
It is time to catch up with Glenn Ingram from the Trial Files, who has been in rare form in recent weeks. He sold all of the RSN listeners into the two-year-old winner and kicked off a wonderful Caulfield Guineas last week. Glenn, good morning to you.
Good morning, Michael. That was a great start last week. That's where it ended, but good to start on high.
That's exactly right. He paid $5, gave us a little bit of a bank, so it was a nice one indeed. Keen to find some winners. We're going to focus a bit on the Caulfield Cup date, get your thoughts and some horses to follow, and the winner in the Caulfield Cup as well. But before that, let's pick the eyes out of the best trialers in the past 7 days. Where do we kick things off?
We started Flemington last Friday, Michael, and there was two horses accepted at Caulfield on Saturday that jumped out. Heat one, Prophet Sum was outstanding, winning a heat and fast time in the morning. He ranged upside fellow sprinter and last start winner From Within from the Danny O'Brien stable. Danny looks like found the key to her, just keeping her fresh. Both those horses went to the line. Time's really quick, so it was a good jump out, and they can both win at their next start. They bump into each other, unfortunately. Prophet Sum's gone up a massive price, I thought, Michael. $15, $16 there. I reckon she's great each way play.
Yeah, Prophet Sum, it's into $12 now, and From Within $7.50. So of those two on Saturday, you'd be keen to play Prophet Sum over From Within.
I would, yeah. That's the best I've seen from her at the jump out with Anthony and Sam Friedman. So she's been with them a little while, but that's the best I've seen from her.
All right. Who else out of the Flemington Friday jump outs last week caught your eye?
Yeah, Heat 7, Better Kick, improved sharply here, wearing blinkers first time. He won his heat ridden out. Time was quick. And the Steve Richards-trained three-year-old can improve on his two runs to date, which have been a little bit disappointing, and he's been hard in the market. He's always shown ability, but Blink has looked the key gear change here, so we certainly want to follow that horse wherever he steps out.
All right. Anything at Cranbourne that we should be putting in the black book?
Yeah, I love the return of Wise Hero, the trainer John Price. He's been off the scene for 33 weeks, first jump out of the prep. Finished back in the field, but travelled very strongly, and he was under double wraps from the rider there. So look for him to find his best fresh form. And in Heat 9, Miss Albania's an unraced four-year-old mare for Enver Yusufovic. Love the way she's jumping out. She's put together two strong efforts now. She travelled up under a hold there the majority of the straight. She's got a nice action. And I think she'll be very hard to beat wherever she debuts.
We'll keep an eye out for her. And also at Caulfield, you like an unraced two-year-old from the Graham Begg stable.
Yeah, $155,000 daughter of Rich Enough. Was very professional, winning a heat in good time. Her name's Dosh. She's a natural jump and run type, and that was her first career jump out. So just she's going to be competitive in anything the Begg stable put her in. They're a really astute stable. So nice big girl, and certainly looks a professional two-year-old. So worth following.
Okay, and one at Mornington you're waiting for to make its debut from the Warren Crongold team.
Heat 7, Seb Song, an unraced three-year-old son of Sebring. Very impressive jump-out win here, coming off the speed, wide on the course. I thought he was the standout performer there at Mornington yesterday. Time was above average. Backed up his good jump-out on the synthetic recently. So looks to have plenty of ability and a horse we definitely want to follow.
All right, there's a couple of nice black bookers there. Now, before we get your best of the weekend, I want to have a look at Caulfield on Cup Day. Before I ask you for your Caulfield Cup selection, in the undercard, you've already highlighted Prophet Sum. Are there any other horses we should be keeping an eye on Cup Day?
Well, my best of the day comes up in the opener. Power Scheme had been jumping out extremely well prior to his first up run over 1,400 metres there. Didn't get much luck in the straight, but hit the line hard. Drawn two with Mark Zara. Gone up favourite, but looks a very winnable race, and hopefully we can kick off Saturday on a high.
All right, we like that Power Scheme. Currently around about 3:30 in the first. And then is there anything else, or we go straight to the Caulfield Cup?
Yeah, we go straight to the Caulfield Cup, and I'm sticking with the obvious here in the favourite, Very Elegant. I loved her run last start in the Turnbull. Look, it was a bunch finish, but the bone dry track didn't suit her, and I thought she was really brave there. She was wide from the 800. And I think if you watch through the line there, she was as strong as any other runner. She kept coming. She's 2 from 2 at 2,400 at Caulfield. She's only been to Caulfield once. She's had a win there. So I love the way she profiles, and I like the wide gate. I think she needs that. She needs plenty of room, so she'll slot in. Don't know much about the internationals, obviously, but I certainly think she's the best of the locals.
All right, very elegant in the Caulfield Cup. And, of course, we'll be getting your race day analysis on the spring ticket on Saturday. If you haven't downloaded the RSN app, make sure you do it, because it will be a blockbuster on Saturday, where we're focusing on the Caulfield Cup meeting and the Everest meeting. We'll get all the input from the trial file guys, James Winks, Dwayne Dunn, Dean Lester, Gareth Hall, Matty Stewart, best in the business for covering a huge Cup Day and Everest Day as well. Now, we need to build a bank before Saturday, though. Have you got something for us, Glenn?
I do. I've got one that I'm really keen on in the last year today at Warrnambool, Cataracta from the Mara and Eustace stable. Look, it says she's had, I think it's, 90 days off, 95 days, but she's been jumping out in between, and the jump outs have been fantastic. She needs a little bit of rain around. It's currently a soft six, but we expect the track to maybe chop up by the end of the day, and we get some showers throughout the day. It's going to be very hard to beat. We'll have to sit out in the cheap seat there in 13. But if we can get a nice run in trans, I think it's an each-way special there. Race 8, number 4, Cataracta.
I like it. Cataracta, race 8, number 4. We've got to roll that into something on Friday, surely.
Yeah, well, we return to Pakenham under lights there tomorrow night. And I've got one at big odds here in the first. I think the punter should have a little bit each way. Now, how's this for confidence? It's a 30-start maiden. Don't hang it on me if it doesn't win, but, oh, gee, the jump outs of Cranbourne have been fantastic. Two really, really impressive jump outs. Ran fourth in the first jump out, third in the second, behind a couple of nice horses. It's going really well, and I don't think it's an overly strong maiden at the $26, I think it was, last night. Great each-way odds, Kim Searchy. Durkey trains there, ex-New South Wales galloper.
Well, you've got the $26, which we're very happy for. The rest of us mere mortals will have to take $14, because as soon as the Bald Eagle lands on one, the price trims up. But still a nice price. There's always one in the first. And you've got another one as well in race two.
Yeah, I really love the way the Graham Beck filly, the Dundeal filly's trialled up in race two, Deal Flow. She was an expensive yearling, $500,000. Taken a while to get to the races, had two jump outs this prep. And, look, she's a little bit green, but I love the placement here, the big track at Pakenham, 1,200 metres. She'll get plenty of time to balance up, and she'll be hitting the line hard there, and she looks like she's got a bit of class.
All right, that's a first start around 390, race two tomorrow. We've got plenty of tips. Looking forward to cheering them home. About to have a chat to your offsider, Tommy Haylock. Have you got a tip in the Everest?
No, I'll just be watching that, Michael.
Good on you, mate. We'll catch up soon.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Tommy Haylock will have a tip in the Everest. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Great to be with you. I'm disappointed the Bald Eagle didn't have a tip for me.
Well, he's just deferred to your Sydney expertise, I think. It looks a tricky race. The punters are forgiving with Nature Strip, who's been well back since the barrier draw. How do you see the Everest?
Yeah, it's a fascinating race. I think with Farnan coming out, it's taken a lot of pressure out of the race, and I think that's why the money's come for Nature Strip. The speed's drawn inside him mainly, which is a big positive. I know he's drawn five, but you've got dollar for dollar in one, and the stablemate Horbury on her in three. I've got a bit of a theory here, Michael, that they won't go overly fast. I know Nature Strip's a very fast horse, but, I mean, pressure-wise, Chris Waller's got the two on-speed runners, and I don't think dollar for dollar will kick up and pressure Nature Strip for the lead. They want to give him the best opportunity to run top five and earn good prize money, and I think that's taking a sit. So I wouldn't be surprised if it is a bit of a not a dawdling tempo, but even speed, and it might suit the likes of Nature Strip and those up on speed. That said, I'm going with Classique Legend from the Good Barrier. He's the best horse in the best form. He was a little unlucky behind Libertini last start. I wanted to make a strong case for Libertini here, but she's just drawn awfully in Barrier 12. And Classique Legend, Barrier 6, I think he's ready to go. He's had the massive advantage over a lot of his rivals that he's been set for this race, probably since he ran an unlucky 6 in it last year. So he's on top, giving Nature Strip a good push as well, just with the map favours. Got trekking in for third at a bit of value. Maps well, drawn inside, doesn't have to get too far back, and the mighty South Aussie behemoth is definitely in the mix.
All right, so you're with Classique Legend, and you give the South Aussies an each-way chance. What about a horse like Santa Ana Lane, and that is he, or Tafane? Where do you put them in the run?
Yeah, I think just the way that I've got the speed of the race and my theory, I think they might get too far back. I know they were largely a barrier trial last start at Flemington. They both went okay. I think Tafani might be the best of them, but just draws wide and might have to get too far back now. So I'm just leaning to those up on speed. You can make a case. I think if Classic Legend doesn't win, I think anything can win. But I think he's clearly on top, and the way I want to play could save on Nature Strip. My theory with Nature Strip is if he runs up to his best, he wins, and he probably runs up to his best one in every three or four starts. So you need around $3 or $4 to make him a bet. So that's my way of looking at it. Classic Legend clearly on top from maybe Nature Strip if you're looking to save.
Anything else on the card we should be backing on Saturday?
Yeah, well, we mentioned Behemoth for Team Grand. I think they've got the winner in the Kosciuszko It's Me. I've been a huge rap on this mare. She's run blistering times. I loved her debut win, and I've followed her since then. And she hasn't let me down. She's been well backed in all her runs. I'm a little surprised she's so short here. I thought they'd take her on a little bit up to 1,200 metres, fourth run, first campaign. So she might get out a little bit late, start 250 or so, and I think she's the horse to beat. She's got a weight relief off all of them. She draws perfectly. She's probably my better bet on the program, race 5, number 14, It's Me. And in the Sydney Stakes, I'm keen on two horses here, race 6, number 1, Deprive. 1,200 Randwick is his go. Just didn't come up last campaign after getting run off his legs behind Nature Strip in that 1,000 metres. We saw the same with Santa Ana Lane. I just didn't recover from that. I think we came back in really good order last start in the Premier behind Libertini and Classic Legend. I love what he did there. I think this race sits up perfectly for him. And the other one, Trumbull, off a lovely barrier trial for Kim Waugh at Newcastle Beaumont on the 2nd of October. Trialled up sensationally. The clear danger, and I'll be having something on him as well at about that $8 or $9.
Good on you, Tom. Enjoy Everest Day.
Thanks, Woggle.